Mike Pence is the Republican Party's vice presidential nominee. He is the governor of the Midwestern state of Indiana. He is a very different person from Donald Trump, the party's presidential nominee.
People who know me well know I'm a pretty basic guy. I'm a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican, in that order.
In the 1990s, Pence hosted a radio talk show. At that time, he spoke to Randy DeClean about his hopes for the future and for government service. DeClean praised Pence's message.
The overarching message of what he had to say was very, very positive and upbeat and inspiring.
Paul Ryan is a Republican and the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives. He said Pence believes strongly in his faith and conservatism.
He's a man of faith. He's a man of conviction. He's a man you can trust. He comes from the heart of the conservative movement and from the heart of America.
Pence failed the first two times he tried to win a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. He was successful on his third attempt in 2000. He says he does not believe government should try to solve all problems.
We're tired of being told that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives better for us than we can plan them for ourselves.
In 2012, Pence left the U.S. House and became governor of his state. He dealt with difficult issues such as abortion and the conflict between gay rights and religious freedom. Pence's conservative beliefs and voting record bring balance to the Republican Party ticket. He does not support all of Trump's positions. Gary Nordlinger teaches at George Washington University.
The conservative branch of the party, who's been suspicious of Donald Trump, know that they can trust Pence. So if Trump is elected, I think Pence can be of great value in terms of dealing with members of Congress on behalf of the administration.
Pence would then have the hard task of serving as a bridge between the administration and Congress. I'm Ann Ball.